The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Iran will pay for the missile attacks it launched on Israel yesterday. Ahead of an emergency meeting of the Israeli cabinet last night, Mr. Netanyahu said Iran had made a big mistake. Israel says most of the 180 missiles were intercepted. Iran has warned of further attacks if Israel retaliated. Fergal Gallagher of our Foreign Desk reports.
The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting later today to discuss the escalation of the conflict in the Middle East. The skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem were lit up last night by Israel's air defence systems shooting down incoming Iranian missiles as Israelis ran to seek shelter where they could. Iranian state TV announced the attack was retaliation for the assassinations of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, and what it called the genocide of the people of Gaza and Lebanon. Most of the missiles were shot down, but some did make it through the air defence systems, though the damage was minimal. US President Joe Biden expressed full US support for Israel and described Iran's attack as ineffective. He said there was an active discussion about how Israel would respond, and he would speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said there would be consequences, and Israel would respond wherever, whenever, and however it chooses.
Last night, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said he had spoken to the Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati about the safety of around 380 Irish soldiers based in South Lebanon who are serving with the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. Mr. Harris restated his deep concern that the conflicts could spiral out of control and risk a wider regional war.
There's a real moment of major jeopardy in the Middle East, and we need now to really step back from the brink. We need a de-escalation. We need a ceasefire. We need a political dialogue to bring about peace in the region. That's where we all must get to, and that's where Ireland intends to use its voice at both the EU and the UN level.
The Dáil has voted through elements of Budget 2025. They included excise on tobacco products and changes to value-added tax, capital acquisitions tax and stamp duty. Each came into force at midnight. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Budget 2025 had only been delivered by Finance Minister Jack Chambers and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue before Leinster House was gripped with yet another round of general election speculation. In an interview with RT News last night, Taoiseach Simon Harris said Budget 2025 was the last of this government's mandate and he was looking forward to going to the polls. He claimed that his political opponents would want to talk about something other than the budget, but he had no intention of doing that as he wanted to ensure the public was well aware about the substantial difference it would make when, as is his priority, the enabling legislation was passed. However, the state's independent budgetary watchdog, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, warned that Budget 2025 repeats Ireland's mistakes of pumping billions into an economy when it's at full employment. Opposition parties were also critical, saying Budget 2025 lacked a strategic vision, which meant that financial resources were being spread too thinly. What coalition and opposition TDs did agree on in the aftermath of Budget 2025 was that a general election was far more likely now in November than February.
The chickenpox vaccine will be available to babies born from this month under the HSE immunisation scheme. The vaccine will be given by GPs to babies at the age of 12 months as part of the routine primary childhood vaccination programme. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Chickenpox is caused by the varicella zoster virus and is highly contagious. The disease is characterised by a skin rash that results in itchy blisters. Babies born from this month will be offered the chickenpox vaccine, which is being added to the HSE primary childhood immunisation scheme. The vaccine will be given by GPs at the age of 12 months. It has been recommended by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. Public health specialists say that many parents may consider chickenpox to be a mild illness. However, for some babies, it can be serious and, in rare cases, fatal. Last year, chickenpox resulted in 170 cases being hospitalised, the highest number in recent years.
A pedestrian in his 40s died after he was hit by a car in County Mayo. It happened on the N60 near Balla, 14 kilometres southeast of Castlebar, shortly before 11 o'clock last night. Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO BioFuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry today with sunny spells. There may be isolated showers. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.